Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school D&B intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels smoky, tense, and a little haunted, like it's drifting out of a warehouse corridor at 2 a.m. The goal here is not to throw everything at the listener right away. We want mystery, pressure, and motion. We want that proper jungle and roller energy where the intro feels like a DJ tool, not just a count-in. So think of this as a filter sweep story, not a loop. We're going to reveal the track slowly, in phrases, with a break that breathes, a bass tone that stays submerged, and effects that add movement without sounding too shiny or modern. First, map out the intro before you design anything. In Ableton, set up a 16-bar or 32-bar intro region, and keep the phrasing in clean 8-bar chunks. That's really important in D&B because DJs and listeners both feel that structure fast. A simple way to think about it is, the first 8 bars are atmosphere and break tease, the next 8 bars bring in more bass suggestion and drum detail, then the following section opens the tension a bit more, and the final bars point clearly toward the drop. That last part matters a lot. If the intro gives away too much, it stops being an intro and starts feeling like a second drop. We want setup, not full arrival. Now let's build the drum foundation. Start with a classic break or break style loop. If you've got an amen, a think break, or any dusty chop with character, that's perfect. Drop it into simpler in slice mode or just work with audio if you want more control. Don't over-tighten everything. Let the groove breathe a little. Add a touch of drum bus to glue the break and give it some attitude. Keep the drive light, maybe just enough to roughen the edges. Use EQ8 to clean up any useless rumble below the useful low end. And if the break feels too clean, add a tiny bit of saturation or redux, just enough to make it feel lived in, like tape dust rather than polished sample pack perfection. This is where the personality comes from. Remove a few kick hits, leave ghost notes in place, and nudge some hats or snare ghosts a little late if you want that looser warehouse swing. Don't make every hit equally loud. A good intro break feels imperfect in a controlled way. That imperfection is what keeps it moving. Next, bring in the bass texture, but keep it filtered and restrained. You're not writing the full drop bassline yet. You want a reese drone, a muted bass pulse, or a long tonal phrase that hints at weight without fully exposing it. Wave-eatable or analog both work great here. Build a detuned saw-based sound, then low-pass it hard so it sits behind the drums instead of dominating them. Start with a cutoff somewhere in the low to mid-range so it feels buried at first. Then use auto-filter after the synth to automate movement over the intro. You can also add a little saturator or overdrive for harmonic density, but keep it subtle. The point is to make the bass feel like it's there in the room, not shouting in your face. A really effective trick in this style is to use short, selective bass appearances. Let the bass come in on the last beat of every 2 or 4 bars, or hold one note that slowly opens across the phrase. That call and response thing is very old school. The drums speak, the bass answers, and then it steps back into the fog. Now let's talk about modulation, because this is where the intro starts to feel alive. Automate the filter cutoff on the bass and the break so they breathe over time. Don't just draw one giant upward ramp and call it a day. Try small dips every couple of bars so the movement feels human. A stepped or breathing curve often sounds more organic than a straight rise. On the bass, start muffled and gradually open the filter as the intro develops. On the break, maybe the drums are a little more open than the bass at first. Then later the bass catches up. That push-pull between elements is what gives the intro depth. You can also automate resonance slightly at key moments to create a more dangerous, slightly unstable feel without making the sound obviously effect-heavy. Another important move is to treat reverb and space with discipline. A smoky intro needs air, but not blur. If everything is drenched in reverb, nothing feels close. Keep the break relatively present and let the atmosphere sit behind it. Use hybrid reverb, with a dark, short space, maybe a bit of echo for smearing and tail movement, and filter those returns so they stay out of the sub and lower mid clutter. For ambience, one or two layers is enough. A vinyl crackle, room tone, a low dark pad, or a metallic texture can do the job beautifully. You can even resample a texture and reintroduce it as a quiet background layer to make the intro feel a bit more aged and tape-worn. The key is to keep it subtle. We want the illusion of a space, not a fog machine that wipes out the mix. Now let's add effects, because this lesson is all about movement. The effects should feel like transitions, not decoration. Use reversed cymbals, reversed hits, filtered noise sweeps, downlifters, and short metallic tails. Ableton stock tools are perfect here. Auto filter on a noise sample, frequency shifter for a strange metallic edge, echo on a percussion stab, or a reversed snare with a filtered swell can all work really well. A simple but effective move is to duplicate a snare or hit, reverse it, add a short reverb tail, and automate the filter opening as it approaches the next phrase. That gives you a custom swell that feels like it belongs to the track, not a generic riser sample pulled from a folder. Try placing FX at phrase boundaries. Maybe a small swell at bar 7, a filtered impact at bar 15, a short noise rise at bar 23, and a final downlifter or tapish stop at bar 31. Those little markers help the listener and the DJ feel the shape of the intro. And in DNB, that phrasing really matters. The intro should feel usable in a set. Let's shape the drum bus now. Group your break layers and process them together with EQ8, drum bus, maybe a glue compressor if you need light cohesion, and a touch of saturator if the drums need more grit. Keep compression subtle. You don't want to flatten the life out of the break. You want it to feel driven, not crushed. If the snare feels weak, layer a short rimshot or snare on top. High pass it hard so it only adds attack, and place it strategically before a phrase change. That can give you a nice old-school tension moment without overcrowding the beat. Now, keep checking the intro against the eventual drop. Build it backwards, in a way. Ask yourself what the drop needs. Does it need a fully open sub, a harder snare, a wider reese? If so, don't reveal that too early. Let the intro imply those things, not fully show them. That's how the drop lands with more impact. This is also where mono checking matters. Keep the low end centered. Use utility on the bass, and make sure anything below the low mids isn't wandering all over the stereo field. If your ambience and bass are fighting in the 150 to 400 Hz area, carve space with EQ. The intro can be atmospheric and still be mixed clean. In fact, it has to be. If the intro is messy, the drop won't feel as big. A really powerful workflow move is to resample your own intro once the movement starts working. Record the section to audio, then chop out the best swells, hits, and textures. That gives you a more record-like result and lets you turn the most interesting bits into transition effects or pre-drop fills. A lot of classic jungle and DNB energy comes from committed edits, not endless tweaking. If the intro starts sounding too busy, simplify it. That's a good rule in this genre. Sometimes the heaviest thing you can do is take something away. Drop out a layer every 8 bars. Use negative space. Let one element be unstable. Maybe the filter drifts a little, or the reverb gets slightly wider, or the bass only shows up in fragments. Little changes can carry a lot of weight when the phrasing is right. Here's a quick way to think about the whole process. Bars 1 to 8, fog and break tease. Bars 9 to 16, bass presence starts to creep in. Bars 17 to 24, modulation and tension rise. Bars 25 to 32, you hint at the drop more clearly, maybe with a thin preview of the groove or a stronger FX swell, but still keep the full impact reserved. That's the classic dark DNB arc. If you want to take this further, try building 3 versions of the same 8-bar intro. Make one version extra foggy, with the bass very buried. Make another version more tense, where the reese appears earlier and the resonance is stronger. Then make a DJ tool version that's cleaner and more mix-friendly, with less reverb and clearer phrase markers. Listen to all 3 in mono and ask yourself which one feels most playable, which one creates the most anticipation, and which one sounds most like a real record intro instead of a loop demo. So to recap, build around 8-bar phrasing, use filtered breaks and restrained bass movement, keep the sub controlled and centered, and use Ableton stock tools like Auto Filter, Drum Bus, Saturator, Echo, Hybrid Reverb, EQ8, Utility, and Glue Compressor to shape the motion. The vibe you're chasing is mystery, pressure, and motion. If it sounds like the track is emerging from a foggy warehouse corridor rather than announcing itself loudly, you're exactly on the right path. All right, let's get into the session and make that intro breathe.